John, appreciate your time tonight. Just talk about this game from your perspective. You got in a middle linebacker tonight. A lot of talk about the run game and defending it. You guys seem to plug a lot of holes tonight a little bit. Just give me your perspective on the football game tonight.
Basically, you know, shouts out to Cagney. They did a great job executing on plays. We weren't in position on, and with the run game, I feel like we were sound for the first three quarters. And you know, he had got a touchdown late in the third. Carey did a good job down there, got in the end zone. Other than that, you know, defense, offense, we got to stay together. Special teams, we got to stay together.
Did you, Dion, did you anticipate that this was going to be a very physical game for you? I mean, 11 tackles. You led everybody on the field with tackles. And you were involved, especially with Carey carrying the ball like that and the way they ran the ball. And did you anticipate that you were going to be that heavily involved?
Of course, you know, Calgary, they're a physical team. So watching film ahead of time, coach told guys, and guys talked amongst each other about make sure we come with our A game up with the physicality, because Calgary comes off the ball physical, and we came out and showed that first half, and they got some explosions in the second half of the game, and came out with the win for them.
Was it good for you to get in there and finally get a chance to be in the middle of it and get involved in a lot of plays for the first time this season?
Yeah, I finally got my feet wet. I'm eager to get back in the lab and get back to work and get ready for next week.
Thanks, Dion. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.